In California, the legislature may ban smoking in all state prisons. It's part of a national trend to make prisons smoke-free. It's good for the health of inmates, those who smoke and those who don't, advocates say, and it would save money. But for these smokers, of course, stepping outside for a quick puff is not an option. Deborah Schifrin reports.
For the 80,000 smokers in California state prisons, it's pretty easy to get a cigarette. They can buy loose tobacco at the prison canteen or order cigarettes through the mail. But a new law would change all that by banning possession of tobacco. The bill's author, California Assemblyman Tim Leslie, says the bill protects non-smoking inmates and guards from secondhand smoke. And he says it will help current smokers avoid diseases like lung cancer and emphysema.
And the state of California is responsible for the health care of our inmates. So by terminating smoking, we will have a healthier prison population, and that's a good thing.
Leslie says it's also a huge cost-saving measure for California. The state says it spends almost $300 million a year for treating inmates with smoking-related illnesses. If the ban goes into effect, it will be cold turkey. No patches, no gum, no transition period.
Close that gate.
That idea wasn't going over too well with Raymond Payne. He's an inmate at Folsom State Prison.
It's going to be tragic. You have people that's just so hooked on tobacco, guys will smoke dirt. So it's going to be hectic, you know. And this is a bad environment to cause that kind of stress.
Some of the guards who would have to implement the ban agree. Officer Mike Stites.
I mean, there was a time we passed out tobacco free in my lifetime. If they want to buy the smokes and have them, let them, because to take them away is going to cause trouble like you won't believe. It'll become like drugs. They'll be smuggling it in, buying it, selling it, stealing it from each other, fighting over it.
Stites says the staff will be put in danger when they try to confiscate tobacco. Plus, he says, there is simply not enough staff to make such a ban effective. Critics of the bill say it will be especially difficult since prison staff will still be allowed to smoke. That means guards will be constantly tempted to sell or give cigarettes to inmates. In fact, in prisons that have already banned smoking, a thriving black market has developed. A few smaller California prisons banned smoking a few years ago. Steve Norris is spokesman for one of those institutions, Vacaville State Medical Facility.
Today, the average price of a single cigarette in the institution is around $10.
For one cigarette?
For one cigarette.
Similar scenarios have played out in the 17 other states that have banned smoking in prison. In Colorado, for instance, prisoners are making thousands of dollars of profit from one illegal can of tobacco. They roll razor-thin amounts of tobacco in toilet paper and then sell them on the black market. But half of California's inmates don't smoke, and they say they want to see cigarettes banned. Folsom inmate Lyle Shellman says prisoners smoke inside their cells, even though it's not allowed. So non-smokers can't get away from cigarettes.
In a small confined area like our cells, smoke permeates everything. The odor of nicotine is everywhere. So if you're lucky, you get a cellie who's a non-smoker. And if not, you get a smoker and he tries to stand by the door and smoke when the cops run around. And it's a nasty habit. Personally, I'd be glad to see it go.
And California officials are pointing to some early successes. Steve Norris from Vacaville Medical Center says the level of smoking overall in the prison has dropped considerably since they eliminated smoking.
There was some tension, there was some anxiety, there was some frustrations, but it's been 4 years now, and comments have been thrown back to me as well. I'm living longer now. I'm still not smoking. Little comments like that indicate that maybe this change has been a benefit to them.
The California bill passed the Assembly and is now being considered by the state Senate. If it passes, it will go into effect in January of 2005. For Day to Day, I'm Deborah Schifrin.